meant to him. He didn't know who he was. Completely new. He came and now he's giving his personal experience of what he witnessed when he came there. So he said, I seen a man who people were consulting with. There wasn't anything that he said. There wasn't anything that he viewed, that he expressed, except that they were holding on to it. They were accepting it. Anything Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, they were accepting it and they were taking it. So naturally, when you see a person like this, it catches your eye also. Who is this person? Anything he's saying, the people around it are just grabbing it. They're just holding on to what he's saying. So, قُلْتُ مَنْ هَذَا He said, I asked the people, who is this man here? قَالُوا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ So they said that this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْتُ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ مَرَّتَيْنِ So what Jabir ibn Sulaym radiallahu anhu did, he went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told him, عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam قال لا تقول عليك السلام تحية الموتى Don't say عليك السلام because this is the greeting of the dead. In the time of Jahiliyyah, this is how they would greet at the graveside. This is how they would greet the dead, is they would say عليك السلام. So when he was saying something that was associated with Jahiliyyah, immediately Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam corrected him. So here we learn something. When somebody is saying something wrong or somebody has a misunderstanding and we're in a position to correct that person, then immediately we should correct it. We shouldn't even delay correcting it. This person told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayka salam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam immediately told him, alayka salam tahiyyatul muta. This is the greeting of the dead. Meaning that in the time of Jahiliyyah, this is how they would greet. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam showed him what is the correct way. Qul assalamu alayk. Say assalamu alayk. Because in Islam, our greeting for the living and the greeting for the dead is the same by saying assalamu alaykum. قال قلت أنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, I said, are you رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم? قال أنا رسول الله الذي إذا أصابك ضر فدعوته كشفه عنك. So Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام saw this opportunity of giving him dawat, of speaking to him about Islam and speaking to him about Deen and the greatness of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So look at the question he is asking Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم and look at the answer. So he asked Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, are you رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم? The answer Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave is, I am the Rasul of that Allah. I am the Rasul of that Allah that if any affliction, any difficulty afflicts you and you supplicate to him, he will remove that difficulty. وَإِذَا أَصَابَكَ عَامُ سَنَةٍ فَدَعُوتَهُ أَنْبَتَهَا لَكَ If any drought afflicts you for a year and you supplicate to him, he will cause the crops to grow. وَإِذَا كُنْتَ بِأَرْضٍ فَقْرٍ أَوْ فَلَاتٍ فَضَلَّتْ رَاحِلَتُكَ فَدَعُوتَهُ رَدَّهَا عَلَيْكَ If you are in any barren land, in any desert, and your animal gets lost, your conveyance gets lost, and you supplicate to him, he is that being that will return it to you. Look at the question and look at the answer. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw that opportunity. Many times we want to know that where this iman and yaqeen bayan comes from. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving him an iman and yaqeen bayan. So he started off by telling him that this is the Rasul, I am the Rasul of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any difficulty afflicts you, you make dua to him, he'll remove it. And then if you're in any drought situation, you make dua to him, he'll remove it, cause the crops to grow. And if you're in a barren land and your animal goes away, that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make dua to him, he'll return it. قَالَ قُلْتُ إِعْهَدْ إِلَيْهَا So then this sahabi tells Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that give me some advice. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam told him, قَالَ لَا تَسُبَّنَّ أَحَدًا What a beautiful advice. Don't ever verbally abuse anybody. Don't ever use your mouth incorrectly. Don't abuse anybody. And now look, he was saying in the beginning of the hadith, I just saw people were accepting his view. What he had to say, people were accepting. Now he's explaining that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told me this. And look, he's explaining to what extent he went to accept the advice of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. قَالَ فَمَا سَبَبْتُ بَعْدَهُ حُرًّا وَلَا عَبْدًا وَلَا بَعِيرًا وَلَا شَاتًا After Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told me this, I didn't verbally abuse, I didn't misuse my tongue as far as using it against a free person is concerned, as far as speaking ill against a slave is concerned, nor did I abuse any camel, nor did I abuse any sheep after that. So, to such an extent, he took the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi said, don't verbally abuse anybody, don't misuse your tongue. He said, I didn't misuse it against a free person, against a slave, against a camel, I know that I must use my tongue even against a sheep also. This is what you call when a person got a magnetic force. Somebody's got a magnetic force, it has such an effect that you don't need to say it two times, three times. One time you need to tell a person and that effect is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a little bit of that force that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had as far as his jazb and as far as his ruhaniyat is concerned. وَلَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْعًا. The next thing Rasulullah sallam told him is do not look down at any action. Do not look at any good action. Don't look down at it. That is the trivial action. So because if you look down at a trivial action, you leave it out. So every action that is good, don't trivialize it. وَإِن تُكُلِّ مَأَخَاكَ وَأَنْتَ مُنْبَسِطٌ إِلَيْهِ وَجْهَكَ. That when you are greeting your brother, then greet him with a smiling face. How easy it is. Just making salam, you greet with a smiling face. إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ. That also is from a good action. That you just smile and you greet your brother. وَرْفَعْ إِزَارَكْ إِلَىٰ نِسْفِ السَّاقِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then told him that lift your trousers, lift your lower garment till halfway through your shin. فَإِنْ أَبَيْتَ فَإِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. If you cannot do so, then at least above your ankles. وَإِيَّاكَ وَإِزْبَالَ الْإِزَارِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنَ الْمَخِيلَةِ. And beware of dragging or wearing your garments lower than that, because this is from pride. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمَخِيلَةِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like pride. وَإِنْ إِمْرُونَ شَتَمَكَ وَعَيَّرَكَ بِمَا يَعْلَمُ فِيكَ فَلَا تُعَيِّرُوهُ بِمَا تَعْلَمُ فِيهِ. If any person, he abuses you or he finds a fault with you, with something that he knows about you. Somebody might know some of your history. He might know something that you did wrong. So because of the thing that you did wrong or some fault that you got in you, he is abusing you, he is criticizing you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving a very beautiful advice. فَلَا تُعَيِّرُوهُ بِمَا تَعْلَمُ فِيهِ. You don't criticize him with something that you know is wrong with him. He is telling you something because he knows something about you. You don't tell him anything because you know something about him. In other words, just keep quiet. He is telling you something, you just keep quiet, you don't tell him anything. فَإِنَّمَا وَبَالُ ذَلِكَ عَلَيْهِ. Because the ill effect of what he is saying will fall upon him. So long as you are not saying anything back, you are not criticizing him, the ill effects of what he is saying, it will hit him. So you don't do anything, you don't say anything, you just keep quiet. What a beautiful hadith, what a beautiful explanation Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of making amal and bringing these things in our life so that we can also benefit from this beautiful teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is just to hear the hadith, and one is to try and implement every part of the hadith in our lives. Everything we learn, we make a niyyah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we can bring the total sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our lives. People seeing what is happening around the world, for example in New Zealand, and how people are getting affected, by Islam. But Islam in itself has got an attraction. It's just that people are not getting an opportunity to see that beauty. This person came one time and he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was so affected by the beauty of what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to say that he didn't even misuse his tongue against the camel. We know sometimes that a person who's dealing with animals, sometimes you have to shoo the animals, you have to chase the animals. Sometimes they are untamed. You have to sometimes scream at them. But here, this person is saying that even that animal also, such an effect the sunnah and the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had on me, that even the animal also I didn't misuse my tongue against. So here we show what attraction it has, so long it is demonstrated correctly. If we demonstrate Islam as it ought to be demonstrated, automatically it will have that attraction. The non-Muslims also are thirsty. They will also start taking, because they are looking for something to also get. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.